This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a show lined up for you that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. We've got a little bit of hard-driving bluegrass in this show. We've had all sorts of things in recent shows, including tribute shows to Bobby Osborne, and then just before him, Jesse McReynolds. So this is just going to be really about some hard-driving bluegrass music, and that was the premise the show was started on, and it's going to be good to play some of that for you. I'm sure you're going to like some of the tracks, and there's no better way to start it off than to have the bluegrass album band play a song, Unfaithful One. It's an old Reno and Smiley tune, and it sounds like this.
Years, dear, our love was fresh as flowers of spring, but now you've left me for a stranger. You've lost the right to wear my ring. Unfaithful one, you have to suffer. You're doomed to go through life alone, for no one else will ever trust you. They'll
Impeccably played bluegrass music by the Bluegrass Album Band. The lineup for that band, of course, is Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Tony Rice on guitar and lead vocal, J.D. Crowe on banjo, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Todd Phillips on bass and Dore Lawson on mandolin, and the tenor harmonies. Classic bluegrass. Great. Here's a band that really does some hard-driving bluegrass, classic bluegrass from a band called American Drive. This album is from 2012, and the players on this one are Ricky Wasson on guitar, lead and baritone vocals. He's done some work with J.D. Crowe before too. Dwight McCall on mandolin, and he does lead and tenor vocals. Matt Despain on dobro. These guys all do lead and harmony vocals. Kyle Perkins on upright bass, and Justin Jenkins on banjo, and they got Ron Stewart as a special guest playing fiddle in the band. And it's the whole album is excellent bluegrass music, but here's a song I think you might enjoy called Son of a Miner, American Drive.
Tommy Lee turned 21 in 1939. Like his father before him, he worked down in the mines. As the world moved around him, he never saw the light of day. But in a West Virginia coal town, there ain't no other way. He's the son of a miner, the son of a mining man. A chip off that old number nine, coal dust on his hands. Like his father before him, he would proudly take a stand. He's the son of a miner, the son of a mining man. He married Billy in the spring of 51. Like her mother before her, she married a miner's son. They would never have much money, but their love would see them through. But when you're born in East Kentucky, that's just something that you do. He's the son of a miner, son of a mining man. A chip off that old number nine with coal dust on his hand. Like his father before him, he would proudly take a stand. He's the son of a miner, son of a mining man.
County in 1985. Jonathan McGinnis never made it out alive. His mama stood a-weeping as that old church bell was rung. And an East Virginia preacher said he was his father's son. He's the son of a miner, the son of a mining man, a chip off that old number nine with coal dust on his hand. Like his father before him, he would proudly take a stand. He's the son of a miner, the son of a mining man.
It's the band American Drive, and we'll hear from them just a little bit later in the program. Got to play a tune to you from an album called Another Nashville Night. It's by the David Greer Band, and it came out in 2020. And he's got playing with them some fine musicians. David Greer, of course, does guitar and vocals. Casey Campbell does mandolin, and Dennis Crouch bass. Stuart Duncan does fiddle and vocals, and Corey Walker the banjo. There's some neat tunes on here, and I've selected one called New 5 Cents. That's a neat name for a tune. And I think David introduces it. Have a listen.
Casey Campbell going to play one called The New 5 Cents for you here right about now.
Thank you.
that's a great tune, isn't it? New 5 cents. And everyone just played real nice breaks on that. It was lovely to hear. Great tune. It might be one that goes on the list of tunes that I should be learning on mandolin or on banjo or on something. Anyway, just catching those little licks is a real source of pleasure if you play an instrument. Oh, we're going to hear from Cody Norris Show now. This is from their 2021 CD, All Suited Up. They're the band with the flashy outfits in them, brown and yellow with rhinestones and patterns all over them, or red and white, or pink and blue and all sorts of colours. But there's some straightforward bluegrass on here. And I'm going to play you a song called I'm Going Back to the Mountains from the Cody Norris Show. Better tell you who's playing in the band. And this Cody Norris does a rhythm and lead guitar and the lead vocals. Mary Rachel Nellie Norris, who is Cody's wife, plays fiddle and mandolin, does harmony vocals. Josiah Tyree, banjo and harmony vocals. And Charlie Lohman on the bass. And they have a little bit of help from Jason Berry on the fiddle. And Darren Aldridge does a few harmony vocals as well. In fact, on this song that's coming up, and he plays a little bit of mandolin. So they all get in there and produce a great sound. I'm going back to the mountains from the Cody Norris Show. Song that was a Cody Norris Show, and they play very straightforward bluegrass, don't they, with a lot of energy. If you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, you'll know one of my favorite bands is High Fidelity, and the Hills and Home CD has just got some real gems on it. When I'm preparing my show, I put a dot, a black dot from a Sharpie beside a song if I use it on this show. And there's a few CDs, I have to admit, that have got dots beside just about every song, and this is one of them. There's dots just about right through the whole thing. There's one song that I haven't played that I must play sometime, and occasionally you get two dots beside a song, but I just really enjoy the music of High Fidelity and will have no trouble playing anything off their various LPs. Karina Rose Logsdon on fiddle and vocals, Jeremy Stevens, banjo and guitar and vocals. Kurt Stevenson's really the banjo player, but he also plays guitar when they swap around quite a bit. Daniel Armick plays mandolin and occasionally guitar, and Vicky Vaughan plays the upright bass. They have a very tight, it's not really an old-fashioned sound, but it's just a captures all the elements of bluegrass music that I like. And here they are doing a song that I first heard in the mid-60s on the Rebel 4 album set that I got. I think it was Pete Pike doing it. And they do a great job. Slightly different treatment, but it's evidently an A.P. Carter song. You'd never know it from the way they do it, but they do it in real bluegrass style, and it's called I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. High Fidelity. Sounded slightly Kingston Trio-ish with that seventh chord in there. Lovely. I love the way they play. It gets a lovely clear banjo sound from an old Gibson RB250. They both seem to play that sort of thing. They're real keen on Gibson instruments. Guitars are always Gibson guitars as well, and big old instruments. So they really do have that old-fashioned approach to the music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, playing you the music that I love. It's all music from my shelves, albums, LPs, CDs that I've purchased through the years, often from places like county sales, and I've just accumulated albums. I buy them from secondhand shops occasionally, although there's not a lot to be found of bluegrass music in secondhand shops in New Zealand, which is where the show comes from. And so Free FM 89.0 is the source point of this show, Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've been following bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, and I still love the music and love to play it. I'm a banjo player, really, and an occasional guitarist, and even more occasional mandolin player. I love to play mandolin and a little muck around on dobro and enjoy playing all those instruments and wish I could sing better, but it's a great music to be involved in, let me tell you. This program is shared by all the access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Different times of the day or night, you might hear Back Porch Bluegrass being aired, and also access radio stations in Canada and a couple of radio stations in USA take the show as well. And of course, it's available as a podcast from places like Free FM directly from the source, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. All those places are places where you can get Back Porch Bluegrass. And I should say that in a list of all the shows made in access radio stations throughout New Zealand, Back Porch Bluegrass rates third in the number of podcast downloads throughout all the shows that are made. So I'm delighted. Thank you very much for tuning in and helping me achieve those sort of figures. Really appreciate it. Too much talking, Paul. Let's get on with the bluegrass. Here's Balsam Range, an album that they did in 2014. It's just called Album 5. I wish I had the first four, but I don't. Buddy Melton, fiddle and vocal. Daryl Nicholson on mandolin. Caleb Smith on guitar. Mark Pruitt on banjo. Tim Surratt on upright bass. I met some of these guys in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2013 when I went to an IBMA and really enjoyed talking, however briefly, with them. And then when this album came out, I thought I'd need to get that. So I've got something of Balsam Range. First song really attracts my attention. It's called Moon Over Memphis. And then I'll play another song from them, Chasing Someone Else's Dream. They come up with some great songs. Balsam Range.
moon over Memphis is hanging like a judge. Lord, he's showing no mercy on a man who held a grudge. And the stars up in heaven will never see my face, for what I did in Memphis can never be erased. There's a moon over Memphis looking down on what I've done. It's shining through the smoke from the barrel of my gun.
It's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. Oh, it's so hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
That's a very contemporary sound of Balsam Range. Lovely song, great singers. They got a couple of lead vocalists in the band, and they really put the music together beautifully. Well, in case you're wondering what to have for dinner tonight, you'd never know that you get meal advice from Back Porch Bluegrass, but I've picked out a tune from Foghorn String Band from their album Outshine the Sun. They're a fine old-timey band, and Reeb Willems on guitar, mandolin, Caleb Clowder on mandolin, Nadine Landry on double bass, and Sammy Lind on fiddle. They've been touring for a long time and play a great mix of early bluegrass and old-time music. And they've got a tune on this album that I thought, that's a great idea for dinner. And it's called Indian Ate the Woodchuck. Sounds like this. Fail to see what the name has to do with the tune, really, but it's a neat bouncy little tune. I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoy your dinner, whatever it happens to be. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, and this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and so I need to give them a good plug, because Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music throughout the Waikato area, which is what Hamilton is the centre of, and they've been sponsoring music for more than 50, 60 years, and providing anything that a musician could need. Guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddles, ukuleles, drums, keyboards. The original founder of the shop was a great piano player, so they got a big keyboard division, lots of pianos and things like that, as well as contemporary keyboards. Very helpful staff. They'll sort you out no matter what you want and all the accessories you could need. Go and see the people at Shearer's Music Works if you're in Hamilton. Tell them that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass and they'll be absolutely delighted. Thanks, Shearer's, for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. A couple of things on. You, Me and Everybody, that great New Zealand band, are playing at the Jam Factory in Tauranga on the 22nd of July. And that'll be a great concert to go to if you like very contemporary bluegrass music. They're the boys for it, and boys and girls. And it'll be a great concert at the Jam Factory. The day after Back Porch Bluegrass, 23rd of July at 2:30 in the afternoon. We got the jam session, which I host, very informal, and we get to play some music that seems like a lot of fun, and it really is a lot of fun. We're never quite sure who's going to come up with what songs, and we all mix in and try and make a good sound for the people sitting out there listening to us. Oh, that'll do for now. I'm going to play you a tune that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded in 1972 for our album Kersbrook Cottage. We're recording in Sydney, Australia, and putting down the music that the band had developed in the last few years. 1971, we'd been to the USA and were directly influenced by some of the bands that we'd seen there. Playing in Australia was different because people didn't know much about bluegrass music at all, and we had to try and ingratiate ourselves with the audiences. So we started doing quite a bit of country music and songs that they might know, so they could see where our bluegrass music came from. And one of the songs we picked on was a big hit the previous year for a brand new singer-songwriter that we didn't know much about. His name was John Denver, and he had a big hit with a song called Country Roads, and Take Me Home Country Roads is his real name, and we recorded a version with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and our version came out like this.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, mine is lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, missed the taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, country roads, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads, take me home.
Ah, what did you think of that? Very restrained version, very laid back for us. We were much more into sort of pushing along type bluegrass, but we did that very relaxed version of Country Roads. We had no idea how much of a bluegrass or country music anthem it was going to become, and we just did that song because we thought it would go over well with our audiences. And is that not the best reason to do a song? Oh, let's hear from American Drive again. Just a stone's throw away.
Any time of day, you're lonely, so remember what I say. I'm just a stone's throw away. Well, your new lover's turned you down. He's talking about leaving this old town. But when he's gone, don't feel blue, 'cause I'll be here to help you see through. I'm just a stone's throw away. Won't you call me any time of day? You're lonely, so remember what I say. I'm just a stone's throw away.
Doing a great job on Just a Stone's Throw Away. Let's hear from High Fidelity again. And this name trips me up, so I'll do my very best to say it correctly. Gotta Get You Near Me Blues. So the Gotta Get Me Near You Blues from High Fidelity sounds like this.
Get you near me, blue. So hurry here to me, darling, can't you see? I got these got to get you near me, blues.
Have you ever had this feeling that I'm speaking of? To be so far away from the one that you love. So hurriedly, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you near me, blue. Get you near me, boo. And when I get there, then no more will I roam. I've got these gods to get you near me, blues. There's a big yellow moon smiling down from above. That's no good to me without the one that I love. So hurry it to me, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you near me, blue. That's no good to me without the one that I love. So hurry to me, darling, can't you see? I've got these gods to get you near me, blue.
Well, that's a bit different, isn't it? The twin banjos, they sound great. And I guess it was Jeremy Stevens doing that Don Reno double banjo sound there. That was High Fidelity. Well, way back in 1965, I bought a 4-LP set of bluegrass music put out by Rebel Records. It was called the Bluegrass Spectacular, and it had a lot of the bands that were playing around the Washington and Baltimore areas, and we had the Country Gentlemen on there. Pete Pike was on there. Billy Baker was on there. All sorts of people. Del Mercury, I think, had a couple of tracks on there. King Brothers, Benny and Valley Kane. There was some wonderful music on there. But there was a gospel song by the Country Gentlemen, and I'm going to play that for you now. John Duffy on mandolin, Charlie Waller on guitar, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and I'm not sure who it is playing bass on there and doing the bass vocal. Could have been Tom Gray, could have been Ed Ferris, could have been Ed McLaughlin, not quite sure who, could have been Pete Roberts, but it's a song called Heavenward Bound, and I think you're going to like it. Sounds like this.
By many long years this old world I have traveled. Trumpet shall sound, wandering so aimless in the wicked path of sin. But since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the call comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound.
Wandering away from my Jesus side, when a light from above opened my eyes wide, and the Lord reached out his hand and said, come, O sinner. And since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the call comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound.
cry. When the call comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward.
Well, that was Country Gentleman. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for tuning in, whoever you're doing it, on Access Radio or as a podcast. We'll take it out with a fiddle tune. No better way to finish a bluegrass show with Kenny Baker playing a tune called Sail Away Ladies. He learned this from his dad and just smoothed it out a little bit the way kids do when they get something from their parents. And Sail Away Ladies goes like this.
FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.